You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The pandemic has changed so much when it comes to indoor hobbies, but as the virus has driven a lot of folks outdoors, it's opened up an opportunity for winter sports that some people may have never tried before. Of course, skiing and snowboarding only works when the climate cooperates. So how are Idaho ski hills doing so far this winter, and what does their snow picture mean for their bottom line? Joining us today are three people who can help us answer that question. Brad Wilson is the general manager of Bogus Basin and the president of Ski Idaho, along with Brundage Mountain general manager Ken Ryder and Tamarack vice president of operations Wolf Ashcroft. Welcome, everybody.
Well, good afternoon, I guess.
Hello, Gemma.
Hi.
Hey, thanks
okay.
for having us.
Absolutely. So I'd like to hear from each of you first about the snow conditions at your resorts right now. So Brad, let's start with you at Bogus.
Snow conditions are fantastic. It's snowing right now. We picked up at about an inch this morning, and looks like we have more coming in, and a pretty unsettled week coming up next week. So it's looking great.
And then Ken, what about Brundage?
Yeah, the snow conditions are doing really nice on the best snow in Idaho. We've got a little bit over 111 inches of total snowfall to date. Brad and I actually got to ski around yesterday on some of our great groomers, and we've picked up about 2.5 inches of snow this morning. So things are looking solid.
And then Ken, how about Tamarack?
Yeah, it's great down at Tamarack. We're receiving snow right now like everybody else, and the groomers are great. And it's a beautiful winter.
You know, as I mentioned in the introduction, a lot of folks are looking for outdoor recreation to do during the pandemic, right? And so are you seeing more people up on your hills than normal, or have you had to limit that because of the pandemic? So why don't we, so Ken, what's going on at Tamarack in regards to that?
It's actually Wolf at Tamarack.
Wolf at Tamarack. So, well, sorry about that.
No worries. Yeah, you know, we've, as far as capacities go, we've run under capacity pretty regularly over the last few seasons. So with our product mix, we've not done any sort of limitations or reservations, capacities, things like that. It has been a very busy winter for us, more so than previous winters, but we've been able to get everybody up on the hill and still have really uncrowded slopes and a great experience for everybody. Mm-hmm.
And then, Ken, what's going on at Brundage in regards to,
yeah,
to that?
We've got a little bit of a mixed bag. So we've seen some super high utilization of our season pass holders taking advantage of the great snow. And we've put in place an online ticket reservation system so people could purchase their tickets in advance with the thought that we would, if we had to, limit some ticket sales on some specific days. And we actually, this past weekend, just due to what we saw with the snow conditions and our season pass visitation, limited our single day tickets on Saturday and Sunday. And you could still buy a multi-day ticket, and it really helped with the overall flow of the guest arrival experience. And then we actually saw an increase in our half day lift tickets over the course of the day. And it just created a great experience for everybody that was up here over the Martin Luther King weekend.
And then, Brad, what about Bogus Basin? What's going on up there?
Well, I think we're following suit, obviously. I mean, nationwide, I think COVID has driven people outside, which has been awesome. Mm-hmm. And I think this will be we'll have long-term ramifications from this. We actually saw it this summer as well. Visits were way up. People wanted to get outside in a safe environment. And this winter has been very interesting. For the first time ever, we cut off ticket season pass sales. Both day and night due to the strong pressure and demand for those passes, those season passes. And we have been limiting lift ticket sales every weekend and every holiday day since we opened. And so we're like Ken is asking people to buy tickets in advance so they can guarantee a space on the mountain. And that goes for night tickets and day tickets. We have been selling out every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night and keeping those numbers low and then selling out every Saturday and Sunday. And the real issue here is we have a large number of season pass holders and we want to give them priority. So We estimate how many pass holders we expect, and then we kind of back in the number of lift tickets we put up for sale to make sure that's a great experience.
So how is this affecting all of your financial bottom lines? I mean, you've had to limit, at least at Bogus, you've had to limit season pass sales, you know, and then when you're limiting the number of people up on the mountain, I mean, it's great that so many people want to be up there, but financially, how are you doing, Brad?
I would say well under the circumstances. Our visits are up this season over last year. However, our revenue is down. Our profit centers like our food and beverage, our ski school rentals are all down significantly compared to last year because we are limiting those people that spend the most money. And those are the people that buy lift tickets and come up and buy a lesson, buy rentals and buy more food than our season pass holders. So that has impacted us, but we expected that going into the season. So we budgeted for that. So there's really no surprises, but it is definitely keeping our revenue down, artificially down if we didn't have COVID and didn't have to deal with the with the COVID protocols that we have in place up here.
And Ken, quickly, how about Brundage?
Yeah, we're seeing a very similar trend. And, you know, we reforecasted our budgets at the beginning of summer and then redid it again for the beginning of winter after learning everything that we saw this summer. And, you know, we're doing well under the circumstances. We're happy with where we are. Obviously, if it was a normal year, we'd like to be in a lot different situation. Yeah.
And then, Wolf, what about Tamarack?
Yeah, we're seeing the same things. I think the mix of visitors is a little bit different from in past seasons. And like Brad mentioned, the ancillary services, rentals, sports school, food and beverage, those types of things that have limited capacities. We're not able to offer group ski lessons this year. You know, we've done a very good job from all resorts nationwide of telling people to use their car as their lodge. And it's been very effective. Maybe too effective.
I would second that. Too effective.
Too effective, right?
So, you know, there's definitely some effects there. And obviously our expenses are a little bit higher than normal just for helping to maintain lift lines and maze control, masking, and all of our protocols. So, you know, none of it was unexpected. Much like Ken and Brad said, we had planned for it. But it's certainly not where we'd like to be or where we should be under a normal season.
Well, I want to thank all of you for remaining open and giving people some respite, seriously, and doing it safely. We've been talking with Bogus Basin General Manager Brad Wilson, Brundage Mountain General Manager Ken Ryder, and Tamarack Vice President of Operations Wolf Ashcroft. Thank you all. I want to thank everyone for listening today. We're out of time. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.